Rock 107 WIRX. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Moth into the flame.
Oh. That's what I'm going to sound like when I'm chopping wood, when I'm lumber brock. Oh.
Just a lumber brock. Wait, what? Jeez. You're supposed to be chopping the wood, not rubbing it. You don't rub the wood when you're a lumberjack there, Brock.
You know, it'll be just me, like, just, you know, bringing the axe up and then slowly letting it down like I'm doing my warm-up swings, but I never actually chop the wood. It'll be edging. Ever. It'll be edging for log chopping.
Jesus.
That's stupid. Anyway, good morning, everybody. It's 6:39. We got to get to it. It's time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Well, Nirvana has been locked in a legal battle over the use of their logo with fashion designer Marc Jacobs since 2018. But now a third party has entered the picture, though it's not certain how, if at all, this will affect that case. Robert Fisher, who worked as an art director for Nirvana's record label, Geffen and DGC, while they were with the label, claims that he, and not Kurt Cobain, actually created the logo. Earlier this month, he filed a motion to intervene in the litigation between the band and Jacobs. Fisher says that it was he who suggested the iconic swimming baby for the cover of Nevermind, and that he became, quote, Nirvana's go-to person for almost all of its graphic design needs. However, he was unaware until recently that Nirvana had copyrighted the smiley face he says he came up with while he was in college. He also says he never worked for the band nor signed an agreement with them regarding the logo, which says it was just what he submitted to them.
Well, sorry, bud. You know, sucks. But if you don't have an agreement, it's not signed and nothing is official. It's just kind of your word. Hey, you know what? You know it, Brock. It was me.
It was me.
I am the one who created it.
All joking aside, that's kind of the leg he's standing on right now, which is not a very stable leg. So, no. And, you know, I will say, playing devil's advocate, if he is telling the truth, he should be awarded some compensation. But again, there's something that you, I don't know. This should have been something when the band blew up. He should have done that back in 1993. Said, hey, by the way, you know, am I getting compensated for doing that? And he kind of coming out of the woodwork now might seem a little iffy.
I wonder how much money we're talking here.
Well, if you think about a percentage of all the sales that is used on that, you know, but it's hard to say because Nirvana's, you know, smiley face logo and the swimming baby from Nevermind it's been plastered everywhere since 1994, you know?
So, you know, I feel for the guy, you know, if it's true and he did, you know, I feel for him, but it's almost like, dude, you got nothing. I'm sorry, brother. Like I know what's going to happen.
Yep.
And it's unfortunate. Maybe, it's going to be unfortunate for you.
Maybe to get him out of the litigation, they may end up just paying him, you know, some kind of settlement just to get him done. Then they can focus on the other thing. But interesting to see right now. So
just be careful because if people latch on to making fun of you afterwards, you know.
You know who made the smiley face? It was Forrest Gump when he had mud on his face and that bumper sticker guy gave him that T-shirt to wipe his face off with. That's how it started. It was Forrest Gump. Oh, that was a deep reference right there. Anyway, there you go. That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day, 1980, drummer John Bonzo Bonham of Led Zeppelin was found dead in his bed after a drinking binge. Definitely a sad day for rock and roll just because he was a trailblazer when it comes to drumming. Mm-hmm. The band actually broke up after that because, like, we can't replace this guy. And if you ever want to know where the term party like a rock star came from, it was from John Bonham. Like, the guy was the stories of, like, throwing TVs out windows, riding motorcycles into swimming pools. That was because of John Bonham. Actually, the coroner said when he died, he had the equivalent of 40 shots of vodka in his stomach.
Dad.
40 shots of vodka in his system.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's insane. Yeah. Come on. You know what? No wonder so many crazy things happen. Man, party like a rock star. You have 40 shots in you, you'll do anything.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So,
Funny how, like, thinking back in the day of, like, that was cool. It was, like, to go destroy things while you went on tour.
And record labels would pay for it. That's, you know, they were making money. They're like, that's fine. Here, hop on your own private plane. We'll pay for the destroyed hotel room, and we'll cover all the litigations of women saying this and that. It's nuts. It was nuts. Just Xanadu. Just Xanadu. So, anyway, there you go. That's your rock news and rock history. As always, brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
We'll be back.